morning, you beautiful, beautiful people. It's your Prince of Positivity here, wishing you all a happy Mother Effing Tuesday. I feel like the weather is playing with me again because it kept telling me that I was supposed to get rain for, what, yesterday and today. And, of course, the stupid weather app on the phone continuously pushed the rain back over and over and over, all the way up until the point yesterday where it was like the day was already over and there was no rain. But it kept saying, I want to say it promised, because those things can't really promise anything. But when I checked it again last night, I said it was supposed to pretty much do the same thing today that it was supposed to do yesterday. And yeah, nothing. It's very unfortunate. I was looking forward to it only because, I mean, it has been just unbearably hot at times, especially with the humidity out here. It's made it pretty much feel around 104, 103. And yeah, it'd be different if it was like just dry heat, because excuse me, that would be better to deal with, because at least it'd be some type of like a breeze would help. But when it's so just humid and just very muggy and sticky, it's not comfortable. It's not comfortable at all. Feels more like a sauna. And if that's the case, then I'd rather just go to the gym and sit in the sauna rather than try to go handle errands or do certain things while dealing with the heat. But neither here nor there. What is here and what is here and there is the need for positivity. And the need for a nice helping of a daily dose. So, of course, if you didn't already know, it's time for that beautiful, wonderful, oh, so beneficial daily dose. You have an obligation to yourself to make sure that you do what's necessary to live a fulfilling life. You know, you have an obligation to yourself to do what makes you happy. You have an obligation to yourself to do the things that you've dreamed of doing, or at least pursue any dreams, goals, aspirations you may have for yourself. So it's fine to do all of that. Now, in certain cases, what happens is a lot of us live life. And life tends to happen, of course, as it usually does each and every day. But some of us get into a situation where we either get in a relationship, you know, we get married, we have kids. Some of us end up starting a career, maybe not one that we wanted, but it's one that pays the bills. It's one that allows us to do the things within our lives that we would not normally be able to do had we not had the job, or at least the funding from said job. Some of us are roped into certain situations where we have priorities in place to make sure that we do X, Y, and Z. So what happens when we have these priorities, but we want to pursue things that we've dreamed about doing? Now, for some, it's easy. Some can prioritize the time to make sure that they do, you know, they take care of their priorities and then want to handle the things that they want to go after. And in other cases, they don't know how to balance the two. So it makes one seems to suffer, whether it's the dream that you've always wanted to pursue, or it's the family obligations, or you know, the relationship obligations, the job obligations, so on and so forth. I'm not going to come on here and say, hey, damn the things that you've had in life, do what you're supposed to do the things that you've dreamed of doing. I can't do that, because that would be wrong. That would be wrong, and it would be highly insensitive to the other things that you have to take care of. Because in no way, shape, or form should you ignore your obligations as a parent, as a significant other, as a husband, wife, you know, as a family member, as a friend, as an employee. See, when you get into a situation where you tend to have these life obligations, you have to make sure that if you truly want to pursue and achieve something in terms of your dreams, your goals, your aspirations, you have to make sure that you master that balancing act. Because, again, let's look at it this way. What happens when you go and pursue the things you want to pursue and nothing comes of it? And if nothing comes of it, and during that time you didn't handle your obligations as a parent, as employee, as a husband, wife, you know, etc., then you've not only fallen short of the things you wanted to achieve or the things you wanted to pursue, but you've fallen short on your duties as a person in one of those roles on the other side. So you end up losing possibly everything rather than, you know, still having one or the other. And honestly, if you had to end up with just one on one side, then I would prefer you to continue to have the things that you've had prior to that. Your relationship with your children, your relationship with your significant other, you know, your job. Because even in situations where a lot of people tend to go after, well, let's take YouTube, or let's take a podcast, for instance. You know, a lot of people who pursue these things, you know, they still have to work. You know, they still have to be in a position, a situation where they are making money outside of the things that they're pursuing, because money doesn't generate, you know, that fast. And it especially doesn't generate the amount that you were getting paid at a job that you were at. So you can't just, you know, up and then just stop everything you're doing because you're finally doing something that's, you know, that's equivalent to what you want to achieve. But so you have to make sure that you're not foolish in your pursuit of your dreams, your goals, your aspirations. You have to make sure that everything is within reason. You know, there have been plenty of people who think that they've made it just based off of, you know, a few things that tend to happen, and then it completely falls short after that because a lot of people's ego, or, you know, their mindset changes because they jump the gun way too soon. So you want to make sure that you are always handling your obligations outside of your dreams and your goals before you put the necessary time in to the things that you want to achieve. So just keep that in mind, because I don't want any of you to misconstrue, you know, your dreams and your goals and what needs to happen within your life. Because we all have to be, you know, realistic. We have to be grounded in reality in terms of us living, you know, our day to day. So if you take anything from this, take organization within your life, take the prioritizing of the of your life obligations along with your goal obligations and your dream obligations. Make sure that everything is on a balance, and make sure that you yourself are able to handle everything on the plate. Because if you decide to put it on there, you better damn sure know that you can handle that. Because the worst thing that can happen is you falling short on everything and losing everything. That's the absolute worst that can happen, and you don't want to do that. So make sure it's something that you truly love and want to do. Make sure that you can handle both obligations and understand that if you can't, it's easier to pull away from the goals that you want to achieve and bounce back to that later rather than you falling short of the actual life obligations that you have to handle. So be smart. Don't be ambitiously foolish, because I don't want to see or hear about any of you failing at the things that you shouldn't be failing at. So with that said, you're beautiful. I love you. You're all very fucking amazing. And as always, stay humble, hustle hard, spread that love. Get out there and practice that balancing act. And until next time, salud.